For more information on this podcast and other podcasts in this network, visit our website at www.tntpod.com and subscribe on your favorite podcast server. And make sure you stay up to date on all projects from our creators by following us on Twitter and Facebook.
Welcome to Cranial Dynamite. No nerds were harmed in the making of this podcast.
First of all, I apologize deeply and regret my actions and my hand in Quakergate 2017.
What'd you guys do?
What did you guys do?
Derek is livid. Like, he told me to fire you and basically put your head up on a spike as a warning to all future librarians. Welcome to this week's episode of Cranial Dynamite. I'm Jake.
Corbin.
I'm Quentin.
Chaz.
Papa Dragon.
Okay, so we have an important topic to discuss today.
What'd you guys do?
What did you guys do?
We're going to refer to this this epic story as Barclaygate 2017. Or Quakergate, maybe?
Quakergate
sounds
good.
Quakergate sounds good. Corbin. Okay, so where do we start with this story?
I don't know. I guess 3 months ago, checked out a book.
Okay. Yeah. And then the world changed that day.
The world changed.
Okay, so we're in homiletics class this morning, okay? And the first thing that happens, Corbin's out of the room, right? And Derek comes in and says, "Who checked this book out?" Which was, what was the name of the book?
Oxford Handbook of Quaker Studies.
So he comes in and asks who checked this book out, and the room is silent, nobody knows. And Jeannie from the hallway yells in, "Do we have to bring a lie detector in there?" And she's like half joking but half serious, and you can tell that there's something serious, something that actually is going on. And like, so I'm hesitant, and I don't want to throw Corbin under the bus, but I know he's the one that put it in there. So I'm like, I think Corbin put that book in there. And Derek's like, "I knew it."
So what?
And
why?
This is, we're getting to this. Don't rush the story. This
yeah,
is,
shut up. I'm so confused.
Narratives are important.
All the suspense.
Yes, we gotta build the suspense here. So, after Derek, then, what did Derek say to you at that point?
Well, I just remember coming in and Taylor's face looking horrified that I actually came in. Like, look at this guy. Cocking at the wall.
The balls on him.
After what he's done.
Okay, so apparently, so Derek said, like, what did he say? Something to the effect of, you already know who did it, but then it becomes confirmed or something. And so apparently he had texted you 3 weeks ago asking for this book.
I looked through my text messages, never saw the text.
So you didn't even remember this, which, okay, that plays to your benefit. Like, so what happened was this book was apparently supposed to be a reserve book, which means It's not supposed to leave the library. Somebody unknowingly, obviously Corbin didn't know it was a reserve book, and whoever the librarian was at the time didn't know it was a reserve book, and they checked the book out to Corbin, and he had it over the summer, and we switched systems over the summer, so we don't use the same check-in system for the library as what we used to use, and so he had the book checked out under the old system. The new system had no record of it whatsoever. So the only way that anybody would know that Corbin checked this book out is if they went in the old system and checked. So Corbin comes to me Sunday, 2 days ago. 3 days ago? 3 days ago. Corbin comes to me Sunday night, and he's like, "How big of a deal is it if I lost a book over the summer and I just found it?" And I was like, well, nobody's probably said anything, so it's not that big of a deal. I was like, just, and he was like, well, I don't want to get fined for it, though. And so, to cover it up for him, I went into the old system, and I deleted all records of Corbin having this book.
The scandal! Oh my god!
So I deleted it for him. I cleared off his fine, which was like, it was like $5. It was like a $5 fine in the system. I deleted it. I was like, Corbin, just bring the book in. Just bring the book in, drop it in the box. Nobody's going to be the wiser. Nobody will ever know. It was just like the book showed up. Nobody has a fine. It's all good.
Oh, man.
Well, because this was a reserve book, it's very important that they have this book on the file. So Derek had spent months looking for this book.
No way.
Oh, no.
And they finally broke down, accepted that they weren't going to find this book, and paid $150 to replace it. And guess when the book arrived? Yesterday.
Oh my god. Why?
Corbin! So I couldn't leave Corbin hanging, so after I kind of realized how big of a deal this was, I was like, Derek, I have to own up to my part of this conspiracy.
Oh, no.
And Derek's like, no, you did the right thing by saying we did. I was like, well, hang on, Derek.
More to the story.
This goes back a few days, and he was like, oh, no.
Oh, man.
And so this is Barclay Gate. Or Quaker Gate. This is Quaker Gate 2017.
Oh, my gosh.
And, so I went into the library today for a meeting in the Writing Center.
Oh, no.
And Jeannie stopped me when I came in, and she was like, Derek is livid. Like, he told me to fire you and to chew Corbin a new one and basically put your head up on a spike as a warning to all future librarians of what happens when you erase records. So I went and talked to Derek, though, and apparently this whole thing was like, it didn't end up being that big of a deal. Like, they were like, you know, it could have been a fireable offense, but by the grace of Jeannie and Derek, things are fine. So awesome. I assume they were able to return the book. And,
that's funny. Funny because my roommate, Bryce, who works in the library, has been telling me that Derek has been looking for a book.
Really?
For a while. And there were like a few nights that I would lock up with Jared. He would be in there. Coming over the Quaker room.
Like, I guess he needed it for research for the book that he's writing. Yeah.
Corbin.
So this whole thing, it was, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even know what to say about it. Like, I really thought like, I'm just helping a buddy loot, you know, avoid $5 fine, and like Corbin probably thought the same thing. Like none of us realized how big of a deal this was.
Oh, instead, man. It was like $150.
Yeah, $150 fine and like months of headaches for Derek and Jeannie. And
it was like we lit a firecracker and then blew up a building.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
No, here's the thing. That's probably why Jeannie's first thing she told us during orientation was, "We are finding people this year for overdue books." That's the first thing I heard come out of Jeannie's mouth when I got here.
That is true. She was like making it a point.
Yeah. So. Well, we never used to. So like last year, me deleting that stuff for Corbin would have never been a big deal. Like that's what we would have done anyway. As long as the book got brought back, we would have deleted the fine. See what I'm saying? So yeah. I didn't think I was doing anything wrong, like other than, you know, I know that it was supposed to be a point to find
it.
But it was Corbin, and I knew he was going to bring the book back. So.
Yeah. And here's the thing, too. Is that since
did you use the book?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I read the whole thing.
I figured he was going to be like, never even touched
never even read it.
Got to the cover page, and that's it.
Because they switched it over, I never received the email, though, about it. So, I was totally in the dark. I was like, yeah, I guess they just forgot about this book. And they did not.
Okay, so can I talk about my Derek experience this week?
Yes.
Nothing bad about Derek. Derek, if you're listening, I'm a good student. So Monday,
disclaimer.
Right, I'm kind of like, I'm in this mood right now where it's like, man, we've been going for 7.5 weeks. I love this place, but I'm ready to go home. I need a break from campus for a little bit. And, like, I noticed it's kind of starting to slack in my homework, so I've been, like, trying to sit down and actually do some homework and everything. And I finally hit it, and I was like, cool, I'm back on track. I had my outline done for my speech and everything, like, that we need to turn in Monday. So we turn our outlines in and everything to Derek, and like, right at the end of the class, he's like, I seem to have forgotten about your guys' reading logs. You know, there's two books for this class. One's Talk Like Ted, which is a novel about TED Talks and what is expected from them. The other is The Speechmaking Process, which is a textbook. And so I thought, in Derek, in my experience with Derek so far, that it was kind of just going to blow over and it was just going to be a void grade that we wouldn't hurt for not having, but it also wouldn't help us if we actually did it. Like, and I looked around the room when he brought this up, and the look on everyone's face was, oh, I didn't do this, because I know I didn't even pick up one of these books yet, because I just forgot about it. Mm. I would look up on my shelf every now and then and be like, I wonder when we're going to use that. I just forgot to pay attention to the syllabus. And I knew Derek didn't give tests in his class. That was like one of the first things he ever said was, I don't give tests in my class. I don't believe that a test, like, improves your knowledge. But when he said reading log, I heard, you're going to be quizzed over this, like in Jesse's classes or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I immediately, like, freaked out. Like, I haven't started this yet. So that's Monday morning. That's at about 10:45, right before class is over. So I have that. I have Old Testament from 11 to 11:50. And I have college writing from 2:45 to 4. At 4 o'clock, I left that, I came home and did a little bit of reading, right? And I was like, man, this is going to suck. Well, at 4 o'clock, I sat down, and the only thing I did until about midnight that night was read both of those books cover to cover Monday night. Over 600-700 pages, cover to cover. That's all I did Monday night.
Oh.
Gary, and so fast forward to tomorrow, or yesterday night, me and Gary are coming back from Pratt. We're working on getting my couch in here. And I had to message Nick LeMans because it wouldn't fit in Gary's Tahoe. And we came back, and on the way pulling back in, I was like, so Gary, what are the reading logs look like? Like, what do I expect tomorrow morning? Because I read it all. I know what'll... He's like, I don't think it's a test. And I was like, it better be a test. Like, yeah, I was like, it better be a test. So as we're pulling by the library, there's Derek coming and getting in his car from the game. And I was like, stop and ask Derek. We roll the window down. We're like, hey, so what are your reading logs? He's like, oh, you just sign whether you read it or not. Now keep in mind, yes, I could have, if I knew what that was, if I knew I was just signing a piece of paper and I lied about it, I'd probably feel pretty bad. But, like, you can ask, like, Chaz and Jake. I was freaking out Monday about this reading. I was like, I haven't started this reading and I got like two books to read today. Like, I was freaking out. Like, and then I look on the syllabus and the reading logs are only worth like 100 points out of 1500 points for this class. So, like, this is after I'm done reading. So, like, this is before I just knew that we had to sign a paper. When I figured out it was only worth 100 points, I was pissed. Sitting in my room, I was like, only worth 100 points. Like, why did I just do this? And then last night I just shut down after that last night. Like, I about started crying. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I really did that? Like, I felt so stressed. But, like, yeah, I'm kind of glad that I read it because I gained some pretty good information about speeches, but I, like, overloaded myself to the point where I thought about going to Bible study after I was done. But I didn't think I could handle any more information. My head was like, it hurt really bad. I just, so yeah, that was my week.
At least you did the reading.
Yeah.
At least you read that entire book.
Yeah. That's the most, so like, and to put it in perspective, like, I've read like two book series in my entire life. Like, Percy Jackson and The Mortal Instruments.
And Mortal Instruments. And now Talking Like Ted.
Yeah. The Mortal Instruments are on average like, what, 300-400 a book? Something like that?
What?
The Mortal Instruments?
Or what?
Pages.
No, they're not. They're more than that.
Really?
Yeah, they're like 600 to 700 pages.
I know the last one was pretty close. The last one was pretty close to 1,000. So, like, I've read a pretty good amount, but I've never read like over 100 pages a day or something. Like, I spread those books out pretty quick. And I'm sitting here thinking, I was like, I just read two books cover to cover. Like, my dad called me. He was like, what's up? And I was like, I'm just reading. He's like, what are you reading? I was like, two of my textbooks. He was like, well, how much do you have to read? I was like, all of them. And he was like, I thought you said you were doing good on homework. I was like, yep, I thought I was. Like, everything else is spot on.
So, Kelly, if you're listening, Quentin finally did something with his life.
Yeah. I can give one heck of a speech now.
No, he didn't.
Hey, Corbin, will you pass
I noticed the difference already. You, it's like, it's made your podcasting something? Better.
Yeah, it has. Okay. Man, my hand motion's just like really Ted. Can you make it to you, Jake? Yeah. So, yeah, that was how my week has went. And then last night was pretty nice because I was sitting there and Jake let me get Prototype 1 and 2 and the Far Cry's off of them. And so I was down there playing Prototype because I've just never played them. And I was like, these games are pretty sweet. And then, like, it dawned on me, like, oh, yeah, I have that map quiz in Old Testament tomorrow. And it's worth a pretty good amount of points. Like, those four quizzes that we have are worth, like, a good 30%, I think he said. And I was like, I should probably study that. So, but that only took me like 20 minutes, and I was like, "Yeah, I got this." Like, but Jake, you made last night better, and then I just like I passed out on that couch. Like, I fell asleep on the couch until like 4, woke up and got in bed.
So, how bad do you feel, Corbin?
Yeah,
about the whole thing. Yeah.
I didn't realize it was a big deal.
Yeah, really.
I no clue. So I have been. Cloud 9 all day. I've been feeling great.
Corbin feels awesome. No problem.
Christoph, the librarian, and the professor, and Jake's over here.
Not only your professor, but one of the like five pastoral majors pissed off the chair major. The chair. Like, so you don't know what we did in our speech class today?
Yeah.
He didn't even bring the reading logs. We didn't even sign the reading logs.
Oh my
today.
Gosh!
instead, we watched a TED talk for like, I think it was a regular TED talk, 17 minutes, and then we got Derek set up on Twitter.
Derek's on Twitter now.
Derek has a Twitter now.
Awesome! I was looking for him earlier, so I could add him to the Cranial Dynamite.
His handle is @DerekTheQuaker. Derek Brown, PhD.
All right. Yep. Shout out on the podcast.
Shout out on the podcast. Everyone follow Derek.
Yeah, and for everybody listening, you can look forward to hearing Derek on this.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to be on Cranial Dynamite or if we're going to start a new theology show. I really think I want to start a new show just for theology.
Have you really explained who Derek really is, though?
I guess I kind of assume most people know who Derek is, but Derek Brown is a... soon to be published author of Quaker history. Right? Is that what he's writing about?
Practical theology of Quaker physiology.
There you go.
Yeah.
The fancy stuff that Corbin
got him. Corbin got him his book back. Now he can finish it.
He's been waiting for the book. Just so it publishes.
It'll be out in 4 months, guys.
It will be?
No. Just,
I was like, holy crap, that's
it's like
soon.
Now this book is back.
It should be out soon. I think it's going to be added to the
I really
curriculum
cannot
here.
Wait to read it.
Would have been quicker if he had had all of his resources.
Yeah. Right. I mean, without the resources, really just a pastoral ecclesiology.
Right.
So, I don't know. How else do we describe who Derek is? He's the chair of the pastoral ministries major at Berkeley College. He has a really wicked beard. Yeah, like... It's glorious.
Like walking into the
it's heavenly.
We need to
like
one of us here when we walk into dinner tonight. Switch the graduate panel. Switch it once or something. I can't look at Derek without a beard because I met him with a beard. I've never seen him in public without a beard.
Yeah.
So seeing him without a beard is like, whoa. Like yeah. But he's the pastoral chair. He is the.
He's the chaplain. He's the campus chaplain.
Graduate studies.
Yeah.
Yes. Director of Pleo.
And so, just all around pretty cool dude.
So yeah. Real quick, I'm holding this mic upside down, and for a minute I was about to say, Jake, I screwed up my audio because I'm holding the mic upside down. But that's not how that works. So.
No, I think it'll be all right. Okay. Yeah. So
here's the plug for our sister channel.
Yeah,
probably.
And if it's all going to be under just the same network, it's still going to be under like Cranial Dynamite
Productions.
We're not going to
call it just the tip.
Yeah, I don't think we're. I don't know what we're going to call it yet. We have some ideas.
Naked Theology sounds cool.
I do like Naked Theology, but I don't want to steal Corbin's idea.
No, I mean, it's you can have it as long as I can guess are.
Okay.
Yeah, I would love
four or five times.
Yeah. Four or five
times. As often as possible, really. I love listening to you talk about theology.
Oh,
so. Yeah, everyone.
Yeah. I was listening to myself.
Everyone here really likes you, Corbin.
Wow.
Except for me.
This has never happened in my life.
Really?
Yeah, no. Fully,
I got you.
Little fat kid in middle school.
You were fat?
250 pounds.
Oh my god. What happened?
My parents sent me to fat camp.
Meth.
They sent you to fat camp?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Corbin, I'm sorry.
It was like a day camp, and like they made us run and cry. And we were like, this is fun. We're all just rolling.
Like, I'm Percocizing.
Those are real things?
Yeah, those
I
are
thought
real.
That was just in Family Guy.
Like. Well, it was like a YMCA thing. But oh my gosh. It was a YMCA sponsored, like, fat camp.
Did they at least call it, like, fat with a PH? Or?
No. They got to call it fat camp. They called it, like, I don't know, like hunky workout or something.
Hunky workout.
Something really dumb. But, yeah, everyone knew it was fat camp. Kids would stand outside the Y, like going to the pool and laugh at all of us going to camp.
That's so sad.
Corbin, I'm really sorry, man.
It's okay.
It worked out for you.
What?
So it worked out for you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now, you look every great morning, now. You flex in front of the mirror to show that you've got abs.
show my...
Essentially, the only thing that separates me from Corbin is the summer of fat camp.
Wow.
Let's go this summer, Jake. I don't have any plans. I don't have a job anymore.
All right, let's do it.
Sign you guys up.
We run and cry together.
I cry by myself anyway, so why not get fit from it?
I cry just thinking about running.
That's just sweat, Jake.
I think they figured out the formula, though, because they had a really pretty personal trainer for all the boys, and then they had like another guy trainer for all the boys as well, but they did opposite days. And whenever it was the girl, like, we'd run and push harder just because, like, we want to impress her. I mean, she was, like, 25 and married, but we wanted to impress her.
Wow.
10 push-ups. You want to leave your husband for me? I'm 12. Graduated sixth grade.
That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, I don't understand why men, like, everyone in here has done that, like, we know we have no chance, but it's like just because that female is there.
This guy.
Yeah.
I never thought that.
Okay,
I didn't
so
have
here's
a chance.
Chaz. Here's Chaz. Okay. A female walks up to the concession stand. They were like the first soccer game we had.
Uh-huh.
Right? And she's like, "Hey, can one of you help me come get a table?" Not I said,
"The way you're
yes."
It doesn't even matter
before,
if you use a name cuz they're going to know who it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's just cut this whole bit.
Okay. We can cut this whole bit. I just want to get this out here.
You don't, you don't have to cut it, Jacob. You don't want to.
Okay. So
we'll see where it goes.
She says, "Hey, can one of you help me get a table?" And she paused. She paused and she was going to say out
done.
Of the gym.
I knew she wasn't
I didn't know
done.
She wasn't done. I was kind of looking out in the soccer field and I, like, she came up and I kind of, like, centered my attention to whoever was talking, like, halfway through. So she said, "Can one of you guys help me get a table?" And then she paused for like half a second, and I was like, "Yeah." And Chaz was like, "You over here flirting?"
Okay,
I was like, "She's married." Okay. Like, okay,
so
I don't care
he's
about
getting
that.
Upset. He's getting upset. But here's what happened. Ask me, can you guys help us get a table? Because me and Quentin are both sitting beside each other. Ask me that.
You guys want?
Yes.
Me?
That was Quentin.
No,
like, he was like, "Yes, I will get anything
whatever
you want.
You, want.
You, you was, tell me where the table is, I will find it."
That was not how.
That
it
was
went.
How it happened.
I
didn't say I'll build
stupid.
You a table right now.
So
we're going to IKEA. Let's go.
Give me a hammer, a tree. We'll get this done.
See, you don't have to cut that.
Yeah, this needs to be cut.
Oh my gosh.
God.
Don't want your reputation to ruin this way.
I'm not looking for a relationship though. Like, if I was actively looking for a relationship, I could find one.
It was
so
just funny.
Pretty
how,
quick.
We'll can plug that on our show. Like, Quentin's single.
Hey, single,
I'm
single
looking.
Man.
Look, there are
cut out the not part, so it says I'm looking.
No,
I'm looking.
No,
he needs help, ladies. Help him.
Here's the thing. I'm fairly confident if I wanted a relationship, I could have one by the end of this week.
Are you hear that, ladies?
By Friday.
Whoa.
If he wanted you, he could have
you. That's confident. Quinn Tops.
I have good self-confidence now. Like, I think I'm good. I'm not going to mess this one up. So I'm not, like, diving into one.
Dude, think about it. You get married by spring if you want to.
Yeah, and I don't want to move off campus and pay monthly.
Dude, it's great life.
No, it's not!
Dude, you get so many more privileges.
Yeah!
The
and you have to work!
An adult.
That sucks! I don't want to work anymore.
I like work like 15 hours a week, though.
How can you afford it?
Lauren works full time.
Oh. See, Corbin, if I got married, it's probably not going to be to, like, a senior or something.
Oh.
I don't think any of the seniors are attracted to a freshman nowadays.
Well,
because I look like a baby. I look like a baby. Let's be honest. Like,
I mean, yeah.
I don't look my age.
But a cute baby.
Thank you.
I mean, I
have a bump on my head, Corbin. Who likes that? Who's attracted to that?
I mean, I was, like, 17 coming to college and dating a senior.
Okay, but you were probably kind of attractive.
No. No. I see that back. She's a junior. But
okay.
Still 4 years older than me. So yeah. Maybe the juniors. The juniors a shot.
Give the juniors a shot.
The thing that's weird though, Corbin, like
wow.
We're the same age.
Are we?
Like almost. Like you're you're a year and a couple months older than
19?
Me. Yeah.
Oh wow.
We're both 19, man.
Like
crazy.
I'm closer
that's
to
the
you
weird
than
thing.
He is.
Like a junior now is like 2.5 years older than me.
Oh, that's not a big deal.
Yeah, I know, but it's still
for
like
I need something.
Oh man,
Corbin's my wingman. There it is. Corbin is actually my wingman now.
I know everybody around here.
He's like, she's graduated, no problem. She got a kid, I got you.
You want a real senior? We can go to a nursing home.
He's out to hook you up right now.
He said you get free parking close to the building and senior citizen discount.
Cinnamon rolls out on Wednesday morning.
Look at all the
wait,
benefits.
Wait, they make cinnamon rolls down there Wednesday morning?
I think so.
Dude.
It's one morning.
I'm going to go down to some nursing home on Wednesday morning.
Find yourself a girlfriend.
You hear that, ladies?
Oh, no. It went from joking to like really serious all of a sudden.
Like,
wait a minute,
yeah.
They have to do it.
Let's go.
It doesn't sound so bad
I'll
anymore.
I'll do anything for some food, man. Like,
wow.
I'm not joking. Like,
yeah. So, Jake.
I think I'm going to run for
upset about that
next year.
What?
Plug?
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I was going to actually... Yeah, we started out talking about, like, stories and whatnot. Does anybody else have any stories? What have you been working on, Chaz?
You know what I've been working on? This YouTube channel. And I'm going to be putting people in my room, and I'm going to record videos. And we're all going to be
BTK.
Playing video games that we've never heard before. And it's going to be called First Impressions. The channel will be called Bear With Me. It has no art yet on there, but my girlfriend, Taylor, is going to put some channel art on there for me.
Yes. And we also, the really cool thing about your project that I like is that you're, like, really intentional about collaborating with all the students here and, like, bringing everybody's talents into it. And
yeah.
I think that's really cool.
Caleb.
Yeah, we have Caleb working on your music. You got your girlfriend working on your artwork.
I'm a hype man.
I'm
the guy that ruins all your videos by losing my mind and cussing all the games.
I was only in one.
And I'm like, don't post that.
Oh, it's such a good video, though. Okay, so can we show people, like, in private if they ever want, like, if people care?
I would say that's fine.
So if I record it, I can keep it maybe in a vault, like in a document.
You can publish it to YouTube.
You could, like, upload
it
as a private video,
Yeah, you'll list it as a private video.
Oh, I can do that?
Yeah. Yep.
And then, okay.
Have you ever seen, like, big YouTubers will be like, oh, today we're going to watch my private videos.
No, I didn't know
like,
that.
Like, PewDiePie did one, Markiplier did one.
That's awesome.
That
I'm definitely going to do that then, because it's really good.
Yeah, you can do that.
It's just really good. Like,
I'm telling you,
after I get done editing, the way I see it in my head, it's going to be really, really awesome.
I'm really upset with myself for letting myself cuss that much in it. Like, I didn't even realize I did until you started editing, and you were like, like,
it was a lot, but it wasn't
just excessive.
It's because you and Quentin. No offense to both of you, you just fed off of each other.
We do, but it was
Jake lost it, dude. I hope everyone in here gets to watch the video because Jake, like, at one point, Jake, like, burps, and
I was
he like
slap happy. I thought I was gonna explode.
He goes,
He stood up.
it's a great like, video. Really, like he was in pain, but I just lost it.
That hurt.
I was like, lost it. Like, and then he like stood up. He's like, ow!
He's like, nobody better mess with this tree.
All you saw on his camera, because it was at the top of his TV, was just his stomach and him just screaming.
It's pretty
and
awesome.
I was like, I couldn't breathe. I was crying in my chair. Like. And then, like, at the beginning of the video, Jake has his cord, like, running like this and up to his camera, right? And he goes, all right, record. And, like, knocks his controller.
My headset, like, right off my head.
Like, oh. It's so great.
You hear.
So, Jake, are we actually going to start uploading the podcast with a visual on there at some point?
Yeah, if you want to do that. Like, you are our official videographer and editor.
Videographer. I don't think that's the...
That's not how you say it. I don't think
that's the... Isn't it videographer?
Yeah, it's videographer.
All right.
Videographer.
So, at some point, whenever I have time...
We don't have youth court or youth men tomorrow, do we?
And so,
I have to go to sleep early.
If you guys are not listening on the website already, it's TNTpod.com. And I'll post on the blog. I'll put a link to your YouTube channel on there. Which reminds me, also, if anybody is not following us on Twitter, please do that. And so we've already talked about Derek coming on next week for this episode, but, we want to hear from you guys. Like, if you've ever had any questions about Christianity or like Quaker theology or like just like theology in general, that you've never had felt comfortable asking or whatever, you can private message them to us on Twitter and we will ask Derek. Completely anonymous, like, so you don't even have to know, you don't even have to attach your name to it, and you can just be like, why aren't skunks homosexuals? And we'll try to find an answer.
So Jake, what is the answer?
I don't know.
42.
But we're gonna ask Derek.
All right.
There's a skunk in the maintenance. Why don't they kill it?
He's over there, and I was wearing my glasses, and it was dark, and I was gonna go work out, and so like in the dark. Like I just saw like a little floppy animal, and so I ran over thinking it was a kitten, and then like it's the motion lights out there, so I ran by it, and right when I was coming up on it, the motion light turned on, and it's a skunk, man.
Oh my god!
It's like tail is up, and so I start running, and it chases me.
That it probably has rabies.
Dude, it was.
Let's do a run for rabies, guys.
Dude, we should have a podcast where we go and kill this thing for trying to attack.
Oh my god!
No, that's probably the same. That'd
be a better one for the YouTube channel.
I'll say that'd be a better video.
We gotta catch that on video for sure.
That's probably the same skunk Jesse Pena has been talking about. Like he goes and walks his dog every morning.
Yeah,
like he's not here. He's actually in Texas now. But
so if that skunk's listening, you better watch out.
Yeah, you better watch your back, buddy. Ghostbusters are coming.
Also, thank you for listening.
Yeah,
thanks for the listen,
also,
bro.
Make sure you like the channel.
Yeah.
But Jesse said his dog has problems with it. He said it's never sprayed or anything, but it like chases his dog.
Well, I mean, me and Jesse's dog go after it.
Did you want to start telling people to like leave more comments on the thing? Because like I noticed that there was only like one comment, and I think it was on Tyree.
I mean, I don't like fishing for comments.
High five yourself, Tyree. Good job.
Sorry.
Never mind.
That's good.
Yeah, like comment and like and subscribe and whatnot. Like, Tyree, what have you been up to? You got any projects? Irons in the fire? I think
I don't know.
He's got this sweet.
He's a lifesaver,
jacket.
I'll tell you guys that
if,
much. he's my ride to the he volunteered to take me to the airport next weekend. It's a freaking lifesaver.
Yeah.
That jacket's really awesome.
2 hours out of his way.
Yeah, 4 hours out of his way.
What a cool guy.
No problem, man.
The coolest.
No, I've been thinking a lot about trying to find a way to like donate or something like that to those victims of Las Vegas, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, I've been looking at that like, you know, a lot lately. Trying to find like I was looking on Facebook or whatever like that, you know, to try and find somebody, you know, or a group on Facebook that was doing that or something like that, you know. Because I don't wanna, you know, just donate money to somebody who's just going to use it for themselves.
Right.
You know, and it's hard to find somebody on the internet for that. So that's been like really weighing on my heart the last few days. Stuff like that.
Can we talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, well, first, I was going to say, would you want to start up like a GoFundMe page or something? And we could like, plug that and put a link out or something. That's a good idea. I really like that.
You know, because I think, you know, I heard a story today on the radio. I took Robert to work actually, and I was getting back and I heard this story about this Marine who I guess was at the festival, you know, at the music festival or whatnot like that, who actually, after the shooting happened and such like that, he actually stole a car. He stole this truck and he took people. He like put people in the truck and he would like take them to the hospital and then he'd come back and he'd take more and stuff like that. And I guess, you know, he found keys in the guy's truck or whatever like that. He stole the truck, started taking people back and forth, and I thought that was, you know, really cool. And after, you know, especially like after Monday, you know, it was like, how can you help your neighbor and stuff like that? You know, I was thinking about that, you know, about how we could help people down there in Vegas and stuff like that, you know. And so, yeah, that's just been on my heart a lot lately. You know, I just been thinking about that. So, yeah.
That's awesome, man. Definitely. If you find out a way that we can help you, like, spread the word or whatever, like, just give us a link or whatever and we put it on the website and whatnot. That's a really cool idea.
Yeah.
Can we just go around and do, like, final thoughts? Like, everybody take, like, a minute or so just to kind of put a bow on this whole thing?
Yeah. What do you get? Yeah. Why don't you start, Cormac, because you didn't really say a whole lot.
Quaker Gate's real. First off, conspiracy against moi, taking down the kettle and the Quaker name. Second off, what else we talked about? The Las Vegas, holy sucked. Take the time to grieve, no matter your political agenda as a person, as a citizen. Know when to take a break. Because I mean, this is going a little bit longer than probably you need, but 9/11, I don't remember well, but like I've been told that our country united over that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a huge tragedy again. And we're spewing our political agenda. Like, we're dividing ourselves greatly. So, allow yourself to grieve. To grieve as a country, grieve as a community. Yeah. My final thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you guys for Barclay Gate. or Quaker Gate, whatever you want to call it. That was an awesome story. But yeah, I agree with Corbin. Like, if we don't become united again, then, you know, there's no chance for us. Because, you know, we're the political superpower of the world that everyone views, but like, it doesn't, in today's world, let's be honest, like, if the dude in North Korea has the weapons and he really wanted to, we wouldn't be here right now. Like, and I think our politicians need to step back, and I think as a country we need to realize that we're in this together. And we need to be neighbors again.
I'd say just love each other.
Yeah.
I feel like there's not enough people just freaking loving each other. I mean, seriously, it's like here in Haviland, it's great because a lot of people, I mean, what, and there's a few people that might be fake about it, but I mean, you'll never get that exactly. But everyone just needs to love each other. Just care for one another and try and put yourselves in their shoes and see what they're going through and try and help people. Stop trying to be so freaking selfish. Seriously. Quaker Gate is hilarious. That whole situation is so funny. I really hope Derek didn't actually like stress too much about that book.
Yeah. Final thoughts on the Vegas thing is I'm definitely want to get something started to try and help out, you know, the families down there and stuff like that. I think that's, like you guys were saying, I think that's a great way to like, get united.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's to start like looking at people and like loving on them, you know, and you know. So I definitely think that that's cool. But I do want to get something started to help out those people. And Quaker Gate was hysterical. Like, oh my gosh, like that and your story, Quinn.
About, yeah, I totally forgot about books, my story.
Like cover to cover, like oh my, like
two books covered.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It just reminds me of like so those. Funny. those crazy things you do in your freshman year, like over, you know, you overexert yourself like so much freshman year.
Like, yeah, I thought college was going to be so much harder, and turned out I didn't even have to read those books.
Yeah.
But Derek, if you're listening, just remember, I am your pupil. I'm the only one in my class to do pastoral. Just remember that.
So my final thoughts, first of all, I apologize deeply and regret my actions and my hand in Quakergate 2017.
I will be stepping down as
the librarian.
I hereby resign my position, my 2 hours a week in the library. Without starting like a huge discussion again, thoughts and prayers prayer in particular is a very powerful thing, and it is useful, but it's not enough. It really isn't. I mean, we are called to action. We're called to be the hands and feet of Christ, and so we have to look for ways that we can help beyond that. The body only moves because we move for it, you know? And so I think, yeah, prayer is great, and it is useful and needed. And our prayers definitely are with all the families of the victims that, you know, that have been impacted by all this. But I also think it's great what Tyree's trying to do with this, you know, trying to raise some funds and stuff. I guess that's my prayer, is that we can all rally behind those kinds of efforts and seek ways that we can help out. And even, you know, even if it's not realistic for us to, like, go and help the people who have been directly impacted by this particular event, I mean, there are still things, people hurting and people needing things, you know, our own neighbors that we just kind of turn a blind eye to. And we can take this as, like, a wake-up call to pick up the call to action and see that through.
But in all honesty, we're just five guys sitting around in our underwear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So anyway, thanks for listening. Make sure you check us out on Twitter, join the conversation, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Cut the check.